Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Hello, Paul. Oh, sorry.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
There, I'm very good indeed. Now, Paul Whittington from The Indo is here to talk movies, as in, I keep saying big screen, but I won't. In fact, you're going to start, I think, with a Netflix movie, which I've seen, The Dig, yeah?
Yes, indeed. You've seen this. What did you think of it?
Yeah, we'll be talking to Ray Fiennes on the programme next week about it. Ah, it was a lovely movie. Lovely movie.
Yeah, I must say I enjoyed it too. I had one sort of problem with it, but I thought that he was great. I mean, he's always great, but, you know, his range is extraordinary.
I'm just trying to guess what the problem might be. Could it be the fact that they had to have a kind of a strange love affair going on underneath it all, no?
Yeah, exactly.
With different characters.
Got it in one. Lily James and what's the name who played David Bowie?
I don't know.
What's his name?
Can't remember.
Johnny Flynn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apart from that, it's really nice and it's based on a true story. And Ralph Fiennes plays this. Basil Brown is his name. He was an amateur archaeologist, which sounds like a sort of denigration, but he was someone who just learned. He began digging in when he was a kid, and he learned about history through digging in Suffolk, which is the county he's from, which is full of Anglo-Saxon, remains and so on. And Carey Mulligan, who I thought was very good in it as well, she plays this wealthy widow who called Edith Petty, who has she has there are quite a few burial mounds on her estate, and she's fascinated by a big one. She asks him to dig down. He does, and he finds this incredible 7th century ship, buried ship, which was used as a kind of as a burial place for a king.
Yeah, it's and it changes Anglo-English history. It changes history, like it goes right back to the 6th and 7th century in that. All true story stuff so far.
All true story, and also true is that once it was discovered, the big wigs come in, Charles Philip Kenstott at his most obnoxious place, Charles Phillips, this kind of professional archaeologist from one of the big museums who dismisses Brown. He wants to get rid of him. This is his dig now. But Edith has developed a kind of bond with him, and so has her son. And she insists he stay on the site. And you get this very polite English kind of tug of war between the entitled archaeologist and the gifted amateur played by Brown. In many ways, it's a film about class, really, because he wouldn't have had access, Brown, to that much of it. He probably didn't have senior school education, and yet he had this innate instinct for history and deep understanding of it. And then you get this, this puffed up professional waltzing in, trying to claim the scene for his own. So that's all great. As I say, the only weak bit for me was that Lily James, Johnny Flynn thing.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly, like, it doesn't spoil the movie. It just...
No, it doesn't spoil it. They're two handsome persons, Dave, and they're having fun.
And remember, this is the very, very, very start of the Second World War, literally the first couple of weeks, and they have to get a little of the Second World War, they have to get a little bit into that.
Yeah, they do, and they do that in a nice way. But it's interesting that this man, this very quiet man, has his face turn to the past when all that's happening, so that's kind of interesting as well. Yeah. Now, as you say, it's really nicely done, and I think its sense of landscape was lovely. It's very nice to look at. Another film that it would have been nice to see on the big screen.
Yeah, right, indeed, which is not the way it is. It's Netflix, it's called The Dig, and it's thumbs up. What else is there?
White Tiger, also Netflix.
Yeah,
Netflix
I've seen that too. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this was good, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing the tonal shift. It does shift in tone quite a bit. I'm wait a minute, whoa, now I realise this guy, is there any good person in this movie?
Yeah, I think it's quite scathing, though. It's based on a novel. I think it's quite scathing.
Oh, about the class system, the caste system. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which still persists, and the sort of remnants of the caste system. And he, the main character, Balram, who's played by Arash Gurav, who's great because he's this very odd mix of deference and viciousness, which is very unusual in the character. And he is from a ramshackle, dusty village. He shows great promise at primary school. That's why he's called the White Tiger, because he's quite a prodigy. But he's taken out of school by his crafty granny, as he calls her, and put to work. He doesn't want to end up like his dad did. His dad was bright, and he just worked himself to death. So he hitches his wagon to that of the local landlord, this very sort of vicious person they call the Stork. And his son, is one of his sons who's not so bad, has come back from America with a beautiful wife, who's played by Priyanka Chopra. And he seems more evolved. And your man becomes his driver. and he bit by bit he seizes his chance. I thought it was really good. It reminded me of Charles Dickens, you know, in the way the story's told and in the extremes.
Yeah, it looks like it cost an awful lot of money. All the location stuff was pretty amazing, all right. Yeah. And the son is great because of the fact that you think he's like, wait a minute, I've been to America. You don't treat people like that. And then he lets it go. And your man rises to his level too of nastiness. I mean, the main guy.
Yeah, he does.
Kind of
he
does. And at the there's a bit near the end. But did he really have to do that? But he does.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. As you say, it does take this turn, but it seemed to me a logical turn.
Yeah.
And just the according to this film, you know, India's not really a democracy at all. You know, it's a dog eat dog ultra capitalist kind of playground.
A lot of bribery stuff going on. All right, what do you call it? It's just a huge story on a huge canvas. It's a big, huge production.
It is, and do you know what it isn't? It's not one bit sentimental. Like most films that are made about India, this wasn't made from the outside, because that are made like Slumdog Millionaire. In a sense, that's a sentimental film, even though a lot of things happen. This is not. There's not one bit of sentiment in this film.
Yeah, and you have to be not just tough, but you have to be kind of nasty to get there, and that's the weird thing about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and it's good. Yeah, it's called The White Tiger. It's as I say, it changes. You think, oh wow, I didn't think it was going to go there. The White Tiger. No. That's on Netflix. Also, what else is there?
Yes. Well, there's a couple of good things on IFI at Home. I should explain to people.
Yeah, by the way, how do you get IFI at Home?
Well, basically, you can subscribe. And obviously, the Irish Film Centre is closed. The Irish Film Institute is closed at the moment. And it was briefly open at Christmas for about a week. So this is still a place from which you can watch, you know, very good foreign films, very interesting foreign films. And basically, you subscribe. So you log on to the IFI's website and you can subscribe to it, and it's pretty reasonable, and you get a choice of films per month. And I think it's worth checking out for people who like foreign films.
Okay, so what are you looking at IFI at Home at the moment?
Two films. One is The Exception, which is it's a bit soapy actually. It's a Danish drama, and I love Sidse Babett Knudsen, who what was she in the Swedish political thing, Dave, TV expert,
Swedish
where
ones.
She was the prime minister. Do you remember that one?
No, all those movies like the Scandinavian noir, I didn't really see much of those.
But she's a great actor. And anyway,
Bridge.
Not the Bridge. It's set in this Danish genocide research center. So basically this group of women do, you know, they, you know, unearth all this horrible stuff and in attempt to bring people to justice, you know, from Serbia, from wherever. And there's three of them, and this new person who's played by Sidse Babett Knudsen comes along, and she's a librarian, and they just don't like her. We don't know why. And then somebody starts sending them death threats and they blame her, but they've got it wrong. Now, as I say, it's very watchable. It's kind of like a melodrama in a way, and it's all but it's very unflattering of women. It's made by men and written by men, and it just the way they go on doesn't quite convince me. And also the backdrop of the genocide and all, it just seems a bit tacked on, but it's very watchable. Like you could happily pass 2 hours watching.
All right, watchable it is, but soapy it is. Also, it's a drama called The Exception on IFI at Home, and another one said from IFI at Home.
76 Days, which is I wouldn't describe as watchable, but it's very interesting. It's basically it's Wuhan at the start of this whole thing, and it's an amazing documentary. It does not mention the wet market or the bat or anything, because if it did, it wouldn't have got out of China. But it just shows what the medical people, the ordinary medical people, were dealing with at the start. They had no idea what they were dealing with. You see them dressed in sort of homemade hazmat suits, which obviously didn't work in a lot of cases, with their names written on the back, and they're trying to stop people breaking into hospitals, basically either to see people or to get treated. And they had no idea what it was, and their city had been closed down, and it must have been a nightmare. And obviously, this would then be repeated in other countries around the world. So it's a real insight into, you know, what it was like at the front line at the beginning of the pandemic.
Okay, so you have two from Netflix: The White Tiger, thumbs up; The Dig, thumbs up. You've got 76 Days, definitely thumbs up at the IFI at Home. And the other one, you could pass the time, but don't worry about it if you don't see it, which is what it's called again. I can't remember what it's called.
The Exception.
The Exception, yeah, indeed. All right, listen, Paul, thank you very much indeed. And by the way, the texts are flying in. The guess I took earlier on, because it's one of the few I would have heard of, is Borgen. And it is Borgen that she was in.
Borgen. Oh, and I didn't hear you. You were right. Yeah. So you took the guess, you got it right, and I didn't give you the credit for it. Sorry,
I said
Dave.
Borgen and the Bridge, but that's all. I don't know anything else.
But only heard the bridge, but Borgin it is, dead right.
Borgin it is. All right, Paul. Yeah. Paul Whittington, that is, from the Indo. Thanks a million, Paul. Come on.
Thanks, Dave.
Take it easy. Good luck.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.